Hi everyone, it's Nick here. If you've been following me for any length of time, you know that I am part of a team that tweet for the British Computer Association of the Blind, BCAB. And we've been talking over on the BCAB Twitter account about the Tesco Huddle device. So that's H-U-D-L. And it's Tesco's first entry into the tablet market. Now, my brother-in-law has just bought a Huddle and we're at their house this weekend, so I thought I would have a play and have a look at the accessibility of the Tesco Huddle. So it appears to be, I think it's a 7-inch tablet. It's certainly not as big as Gemma's, that's my wife's iPad, so I think it's a 7-inch tablet, and physically there are two physical buttons, the power button and a volume rocker switch. Connectivity wise, it's got SD, although I think that actually looks like a micro SD card. It's got a mini HDMI, headphone jack, and micro USB, and apparently it charges from the micro USB. As I understand it, I've been speaking to a few people who have played with this as well, and the initial setup procedure is not accessible. Tesco have skimmed that in such a way that it isn't accessible. However, so you would need sighted assistance to do the initial setup. However, once it's up and running, it looks to be very much a bog-standard Android installation. It's Android 4.2.2, which is pretty good in terms of accessibility-wise. Not quite as good as 4.3, because I believe there's better options for magnification in Android 4.3. I've also been told that by a salesperson at Tesco that as soon as KitKat, Android KitKat comes out, which is Android 4.4, that the Huddle version will be available in a couple of days after the release. The Tesco apps themselves, the very brief play, and I'm no Android expert, this is only the second time I've ever played on an Android device, but they seem to be accessible. I can flick through and see there's Tesco groceries, Tesco club card. I haven't gone into any of the applications, so I don't know once you get into them how accessible they are, but there's a main sort of Tesco app that you launch to get to all of the other Tesco apps, and that's accessible. And then it's obviously got things like Chrome, email, all your bog standard Android stuff. So anything that is accessible in normal Android would appear to be accessible on the Huddle. It's a nice little beast. It's got a nice sturdy feel to it. It's a nice feeling device. One thing I don't like about it that I've noticed is that the home button, now I'm used to an iPhone or an iPad, and your home button is a physical button. On the Huddle it isn't, but it always appears to be bottom of the screen at the middle, and you just put your finger on it and it'll say home. So I think this is a nice bit of kit. The voice, the standard Google voice, isn't too terrible. It's certainly listenable, but I believe you can download other voices for it. So it would look like Tesco have actually done a very good job, because they haven't move too far away from the generic Android, and Google's root Android is actually meant to be pretty accessible. So with that in mind, actually, I don't think the Huddle is a particularly bad option. And at £119 for, like, say, the 7-inch model, it's pretty good value for money. It's got a decent chip in it. It's got relatively decent amount of memory on it. I think, yeah, it's a good option. So I wouldn't suggest going and out and buying one without finding out a bit more about Android. I'm no Android expert, as I said, so. But as an Android device goes, I think the Huddle seems to be a pretty good one. That's just my personal opinion. That's not an endorsement at all, and that's based on a 15-minute play that I've just had. So you would need to do your own research if you were thinking about buying one. But it is certainly worth researching, and accessibility seems pretty good, I'm going to be honest. Would I buy one?